news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the latest news, weather, and traffic on the way. Let's start off with that traffic component. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. With the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, I-10 eastbound between 90 and Rangeline. Two cars involved. One was overturned. Still working an accident. I-10 eastbound at exit 15B. That's with injuries right on the exit. As state troopers have got one at Potter Track Road and King Arthur Court. South Alabama football season tickets are now on sale. Lock in your 2019 season tickets and secure your place in history for the new Hancock Whitney Stadium for September 2020. Call 4611-USA. Go Jags. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
All right, 707 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Yeah, speaking of the toll, what's making news about the toll this morning is stuff y'all heard last week on this show about the other two people putting in, there are three people putting in ideas, putting in proposals for this bridge construction, and the ones that don't get it, they get paid for not winning the bid. That story we'll get to in a little bit. Also, 34% of economists, this is three big things, top stories of the day on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. 34% of economists in a survey expect the U.S. in recession in 2021. Of course, the president and Larry Kudlow over the weekend talking about economy's fine. China's the one suffering. Would point out 34% of economists, not even for a communications major and English minor like myself, that's not the majority. That's just a little over a third.
That's right. Okay. And the president more worried about the Walmart index and says if Walmart's doing well, that's better than any poll you can look at.
That's pretty strong, actually. Afghanistan vowing to crush the Islamic State havens after the attack this weekend at a wedding that ended up right now has killed 63 and injured 200 others. We'll talk more about that. And coming up in just a little bit, Katarina Lukatich from News 5 joins us because today starts the Shakesia Clemens trial. Remember, she was arrested in that Waffle House in Saraland. Goes to court today. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a little bit. Now, Kelly has more headlines.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Happening right now, the search continues for a man on the run. Citronelle Fire and Rescue posted on social media that the man was involved in a traffic stop Sunday afternoon and had already been placed in handcuffs when he ran into a wooded area. Manhunt is focused in the area of Cedar Creek Bridge, which is along Mobile County 96 near Citronelle. Authorities are advising you to be on the lookout for, quote, someone with handcuffs on, and he is not with a police officer. If you see this person, contact the Citronelle Police at 251-866-5527. News out of our state capitol this morning as a circuit court judge has paused a defamation lawsuit filed by Roy Moore. The lawsuit was against women who accused him of past misconduct. Last month, Judge Albert Johnson ruled the case will be held on the administrative docket until a related defamation case against Moore by one of the women is resolved. Moore has denied all of the allegations. On Friday, he said he went to court to clear his name, and the court's decision is, quote, very unfair. Nothing that's happened to me has been fair in court. Nothing. You'll recall Lee Korfman filed a defamation lawsuit against Moore last year. She said that Moore sexually touched her in 1979 when she was 14 and he was a 32-year-old prosecutor. 4 months later, after Korfman sued, Moore countersued her and other accusers. Judge Johnson says Korfman's case will proceed first. Moore is the former Alabama Chief Justice who lost the 2017 Senate race to U.S. Senator Doug Jones. He is now running for the Senate again, competing for the GOP nomination and the right to challenge Jones in 2020. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
All right, 712 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this Monday. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams on the way with a look at the work week heat wave. I don't know. It's not even a heat wave. It just stays. It was 80 when we got the show started this morning. He'll talk more about that. Plus, take a look at the tropics. That happens around 7:35. Right now, let's check in with Katarina Lukatich from News 5. And a story I mentioned there at the top of the hour, the viral Waffle House arrest case goes to trial today. Katarina, talk more about this. This is a story from back in, this was 2018, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was April of last year, and it was an arrest at the Waffle House in Saraland, and really what caught the attention is that the woman who was arrested, her friend recorded the whole thing, and it quickly went viral. It gained national media attention. If you remember, Al Sharpton came to town after it. And so originally last summer there was a bench trial on the case because it's just a misdemeanor case. She was in municipal court. A judge found her guilty of disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. But, you know, she wanted, and she has the right to a trial by a jury of her peers. So she appealed to the Mobile County Circuit Court. And so that's where we are now, is that the jury trial begins today.
But it's still a misdemeanor charge, but it's going to a jury trial?
Yes.
That's not real common, is it?
No, it's not. And, you know, most of the time, it's nothing that people would bring further up. So today will be jury selection, and then it'll go, once jury selection is finished, the trial will actually start. But, yeah, so it's really not common for these misdemeanor cases to get all the way to Mobile County Circuit Court.
You mentioned Al Sharpton coming to town. There are different groups coming to town. Do you hear, is anything similar slated during this trial?
Well, I know her, because she had civil rights activist and attorney Ben Crump representing her in the immediate days following the arrest. He's now back in town. I know she has a local attorney, too, and it's really not clear who's going to be actually representing her in the case, whether it's going to be Ben Crump or if it's going to be her local attorney.
Okay. Well, we'll watch this. But so you said jury selection's today, so I guess they'll get started with the trial this week. It shouldn't take too long for jury. Well, maybe it does with the story.
Well, that's
the story.
What I'm saying. I'm not sure. With these kinds of cases, it's not really sure how long jury selection will take. Most of the time, it's just in the morning, and they get started in the afternoon. But this could be something where it lasts all day today into tomorrow.
All right. Thank you for the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Katarina Lukatich from News 5 checking in, 7:15. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by your CBD store of West Mobile. Shop in our relaxing environment where you can sample products and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greeley today.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A fox that attacked a man in Daphne last night will be tested today for rabies. This was the second fox attack in the Lake Forest neighborhood in less than a week. The trial begins today for the woman at the center of a controversial arrest video. Jakeisha Clemens was arrested at a Waffle House in Saraland in April 2018. Video of her arrest gained national attention, including the attention of famed activist Al Sharpton. Clemens is charged with disorderly conduct and resisting resisting arrest. Seven people are wanted for stealing merchandise and attacking a store manager at Hibbett Sports on Schillinger Road in West Mobile. A manager locked the door with the suspects inside. That's when video shows them attack the manager. The man accused of firing shots at Mobile police will be back in court tomorrow. Andrew Mitchell is charged with three counts of attempted murder. The shots were fired as police conducted a narcotics investigation in the RV Taylor community last week. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
A Texas Longhorn legend has passed away. Justin Thomas wins at Medina to take the FedEx Cup points lead on the PGA, and Denny Hamlin wins at Bristol in the NRA night race. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We start with some sad news in the world of football. Former NFL running back and Texas Longhorn star Cedric Benson died on Saturday night in a motorcycle accident at the age of 36. Earlier Saturday, Benson had posted an image of a BMW motorcycle to his Instagram story and captioned that image, "My Saturday Evening," with a series of heart emojis following. The Austin American-Statesman newspaper reported that a passenger on the motorcycle was also killed, but a name has not yet been released. During Benson's eight-year NFL career, that spanned from 2005 until 2012, he played with the Chicago Bears, Cincinnati Bengals, and Green Bay Packers. Benson compiled 1,600 carries for over 6,000 yards and 32 touchdowns. But before that, he was an all-star with the Texas Longhorns, a four-year starter. Benson's rushing yards and rushing touchdown totals rank second in Texas history to running back Ricky Williams. On the PGA Tour, Justin Thomas had a great third round on Saturday and held on to win the BMW Championship on Sunday, his 10th PGA Tour title, and Thomas's first win since last August. He started the final round with a six-shot lead, but saw his advantage shrink to two. He ended up closing with a 4-under par 68 to finish at 25-under par and three shots ahead of second place Patrick Cantlay.
I stayed patient. I was really nervous going in today. It had been a while, and out on the golf course, it was fun. I remembered that it's really hard to win a golf tournament.
Thomas tied the course record with a 65 in the first round and then set the course record with a 61 in the third round. And with the tournament win, Thomas takes the lead in the FedEx Cup standings. He'll begin with a two-shot lead at the start of next week's season-ending tour championship at East Lake in Atlanta. This year, the tour is presenting a revamped scoring structure with a staggered leaderboard. The winner of the tournament will be crowned the PGA season champion and bag a cool $15 million. Only the top 30 in the standings following this weekend's BMW Championship have advanced to the final tournament. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, Jason Day, and Jordan Spieth are some of the biggest names that missed that top 30 cut for the week. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Bass Pro Shops NRA night race at Bristol Motor Speedway Saturday night. Hamlin took the lead from Matt DiBenedetto with 11 laps to go to win his fourth race of the season. DiBenedetto led a race-high 93 laps after he learned this week that Levine Family Racing will not be bringing him back for a second season. Right now, DiBenedetto has no sponsors or team lined up for 2020. After the race, Hamlin apologized for passing DiBenedetto, saying, quote, "I hate it. I know what a win would mean to that team, but I've got to give 110%. DiBenedetto finished second, followed by Brad Keselowski third, Kyle Busch fourth, and Chase Elliott fifth. Only two races remain in the regular season. Cup Series is off this weekend, but they'll return to competition September the 1st at Darlington Raceway. In the major leagues yesterday, Atlanta beat the LA Dodgers 5-3 on a Rafael Ortega grand slam.
And now the 1-2. Swing and a drive! Boom! To deep right field! It's a grand slam!
Ronald Acuna was actually benched in yesterday's game by manager Brian Snitker after he failed to run the bases on what he thought was a home run. Ball bounced off the outfield wall. Washington beat Milwaukee yesterday 16-8. The Nationals tied the team record with 8 home runs yesterday. San Diego beat Philadelphia 3-2. Jose Quintana pitched 7 shutout innings, leading the Chicago Cubs past Pittsburgh 7-1. Former Mobile Bay Bear Paul Goldschmidt hit his 28th home run of the season, leading the St. Louis Cardinals past Cincinnati 5-4. Colorado beat Miami 7-6 in 10 innings. In the American League, Cleveland beat the New York Yankees 8-4. Minnesota got past Texas 6-3. Houston beat Oakland 4-1, with pitcher Zach Greinke allowing only one earned run in seven innings. That was his 200th career win, with the Astros getting the win yesterday. Boston beat Baltimore 13-7. Tampa Bay beat Detroit 5-4. And in interleague play, the New York Mets beat the Kansas City Royals 11-5. Mets scored six runs in the seventh inning, and rookie Pete Alonso set the National League home run rookie record with his 40th of the year. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears began their next to final homestand ever at Hank Aaron Stadium with a 14-4 loss to the Chattanooga Lookouts. The Bay Bears will be in town the next four nights against Chattanooga. They play tonight with the first pitch set for 6:35. And we're closer than ever to the first college football games of the 2019 season. If you think you can pick football games better than anyone in the FM Talk 106.5 studios or audience, right now you can go ahead and sign up for the FM Talk 106.5 College Pick'em Challenge. It's the second year that we're holding this contest. Last year, Travis Cunningham became the first ever winner of the Pick'em Challenge. He was even awarded a trophy for being the top game picker. It's free to play. Link to sign up currently at the top of our station Facebook page, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Just make sure you get signed up by August 31st, the first full slate of games of the season. 7:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Are you a pack rat? This is Trey Bennett from 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and we can help you get back that shed, garage, or office space quickly and easily. From home to office furniture to household items, yard waste, and renovation debris, we'll load it, transport it away, and dispose of it. And we recycle about 50% of what we collect, much of it to local charities. With 1-800-GOT-JUNK, you can count on upfront rates, on-time service, clean, shiny trucks, and the friendliest uniformed drivers anywhere. So give us a call today or book online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today, with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Just cleared up the accident on the interstate eastbound I-10 right at Highway 90. Had about a 2.5 mile delay, but all traffic now moving. It's just a heavy volume of it. New wreck, it's going to be westbound Airport to southbound 65. At Bay City Collision at 740 Lakeside Drive in Mobile, they can help with those dents and dings. Stop by for a free estimate. With over 40 years' experience and guaranteed color matching on your vehicle, it's Bay City Collision, 666-6516. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
7:24, FM Talk 106.5, head Mobile Mornings. Look at all the pictures over the last couple weeks on social media. My friends and family with their kids going off to college and the pictures of their apartments and dorm rooms.
Mm-hmm.
A lot has changed. Let's put it that way. A lot has changed. Not only has tuition gone up, but the fashion sense of college kids has gone up. Get more of that in just a second. Here's headlines with Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news for the state of Alabama as new economy numbers are in. July's preliminary seasonally adjusted unemployment rate is 3.3%, beating the record of 3.5% set in June. And the rate represents 2.17 million people who are employed, which is about 11,000 more than the previous month. The numbers sustain an upward trend that shows 57,000 more people employed in Alabama Alabama than in July of 2018. These are new records set for the most people employed and the lowest unemployment rate in July. Governor Kay Ivey says, quote, "The effort we are making to bring jobs and employers to Alabama is working. We are consistently improving our workforce and preparing Alabama for the future." The unemployment rate in all 67 counties was lower in July of 2019 than it was 1 year ago. Counties with the lowest rates were Shelby at 2.1%, Marshall at 2.4%, and Elmore and Baldwin at 2.5%. Counties with the highest rates were Wilcox County at 7.5%, Greene County at 7%, and Perry County at 6.7%. The number of people counted as unemployed dropped to a record low of 75,000. That's according to the Department of Labor, and the civilian labor force increased to a record high of 2.2 5 million. Four sectors which set records for the number of people employed in July include transportation equipment manufacturing, motor vehicle manufacturing, leisure and hospitality, and computer systems design. $2 million, that's the bond set for the man accused of firing shots inside of a grocery store near Pensacola. 29-year-old Reginald Booker is charged with robbery, aggravated assault, and three weapons-related charges after police say he fired shots inside the grocery Advantage before threatening officers with a gun last Thursday. Thankfully, no officers were injured during the exchange. Booker was shot twice by officers. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
It's 726 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings on this Monday. Started off our morning around 80. I think it was 80. It's still 80 at the studio since we started the show. It's a harbinger of another hot day. How hot? We'll find out from Dr. Bill coming up. Plus, take a look at the tropics in just about 7 minutes. Also coming up, more in sports with Dalton. And we're how far out from college football?
Let's see. Today is Monday, the 19th. So 6 days until Florida takes on Miami in Orlando.
It's on. And speaking of college, the kids going back to school. If you've been looking at social media, you see the pictures of the kids going back and their dorm rooms and their apartments. And I'll say this, even back in the olden days when I was a student at the University of Alabama, the ladies, the girls I knew, they had much nicer places to stay than the squalor we lived in, something like a Romanian hostel, kind of where we used to live. But I'm seeing pictures today that were actually over the last couple of weeks as people check in their kids. It's mostly their daughters more than their sons. But I've seen some son pictures. What has happened? Now, tuition has gone up. But so is the attention. Like, these dorm rooms look like homes. I mean, they're decorated and painted, and all the furniture matches, and it's, like, got coffee tables with books on them and stuff like that.
It's ridiculous. It's like they're moving love seats in there, too. Like, they
did. Everything matches. First of all, we had, like, whatever we could get, like, furniture-wise, and we did the old crates with the board on top for the coffee table and the whole, you know.
Yep.
Cinder blocks were a feature of our main living room where we lived.
Did you ever even do the risers to bring the bed up a little bit so you could fit more stuff under the bed?
Yeah, with cinder blocks.
It was the cinder blocks.
Yeah, we used cinder blocks for that, too. Stuff has changed here.
You know what? It'll change for them, too. After that first semester or two semesters when you have to move everything out of the dorms and then back in, they'll come back with a lot less stuff.
They'll be just cinder blocks.
Right.
Right, 728, coming right back.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Police are searching for a man who ran into the woods as he was being arrested in Citronelle last night. Happened around 8:30 near Highway 96 and Cedar Creek Bridge. The man was still wearing handcuffs when he got away. A Pensacola business owner accused of human trafficking is expected in court this week. David Williams was arrested Thursday. Williams owns massage parlors in Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, and Gainesville. He's accused of using his facilities for racketeering, money laundering, and harboring illegal immigrants. A groundbreaking in Sims this morning for a new safe room. The room will hold up to 84 first responders during a storm. It'll be built to withstand winds up to 200 miles an hour. And happening today, the Associated Press will release its first top 25 college football poll of the 2019 season. We're just 5 days away from the first game of the season. The Florida Gators will take on Miami Saturday night at 6 o'clock on ESPN. For WKRG News 5, I'm Jessica Taloney.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we're not just in the safe business, we are the safe business. With the largest selection, 12 months free financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, why go anywhere else? Plus, first responders receive discounts up to $500. For a limited time, save up to $1,000 on a new Browning safe with a lifetime warranty. For service after the sale, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B I-65 in Mobile.
An Afghan official says at least 66 people have been wounded in a series of explosions in the eastern province of Nangarhar as the country marks Independence Day. At least three potential mass shootings have been foiled in recent days in Ohio.
An arsenal of assault rifles and large knives, a stockpile of ammunition, and even a gas mask. Police near Youngstown, Ohio, finding all this inside the home of James Reardon, a 20-year-old self-described white nationalist who they say made a threatening post about a mass shooting at a nearby Jewish community center.
Correspondent Polo Sandoval, the National Weather Service has issued heat warnings for several regions of the country today.
The trend looks as such. Big-time heat still in place across areas of Texas and Oklahoma into the triple digits there, while around the Northeast into Washington, highs into the upper 90s, and New York City about 88 degrees for an afternoon high.
There's meteorologist Pedram Javaheri. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The billions of illegal robocalls inundating us are being facilitated largely by small telecom carriers that transmit calls over the internet, but authorities are at odds over what, if anything, they can do to stop them. Those telecom carriers typically charge fractions of a cent per call, making their money on huge volume. Their outsized role in the robocall scourge has become apparent as large telecom companies get better at tracing robocalls to their source, spurring calls for regulators to hold them accountable. Pension plans claiming they were owed about $40 million from the bankruptcy of the Boston Herald have reached a settlement with the remnants of the newspaper company and with its former publisher. Terms of the agreement include allowing the New England Teamsters and Trucking Industry Pension Fund to have a $13 million claim, less than half of the $29 million claim originally sought. On Wall Street, futures are pointing to a sharply higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, like Prudential and Mutual of Omaha, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-507-2266. That's 800-507-2266. 800-507-2266. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
80 as we got started this morning with the show. I'm not a meteorologist, but I can probably guess that's a harbinger of things to come today.
Yeah, we get another warm day, but not like the weekend, though. mainly because we're going to see showers and thunderstorms develop this afternoon. We got a lot of activity out over the Gulf. We expected a lot of that to affect us on Sunday, but we ended up with a little better weekend than we had expected. Got to 98 degrees on Saturday, missed a record by 1 degree, and yesterday reached 94. Now today, it looks like a high of about 90 this afternoon with showers and thunderstorms developing. And then tonight, the rainfall activity will taper off. We'll see a few thunderstorms around with a low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another good chance for showers and thunderstorms. And skies will be partly cloudy in the morning, then mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high, again, around 90 degrees. There is a disturbance, a low-pressure area over the Florida Panhandle, and kind of a we call a pressure trough extending westward right along the Gulf Coast, and that's going to help produce the rainfall activity today, tomorrow. Now it looks like for the rest of the week that disturbance will be around and then slowly move north through Alabama later in the week. So for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, good chance for thunderstorms during the afternoon. High temperatures will be around 90, perhaps as high as 92 degrees. So temperatures look like they'll be close to normal for this week compared to what we had last week and over the weekend. But we will have an increase in rainfall activity. So for the next few days, we want to keep that umbrella close by.
All right, Dr. Bill, also this time of year, a lot of people keeping their eye on the tropics, at least keeping their eye on you, keeping your eye on the tropics. What are you watching?
Well, we're looking for a very active September and October, and may even see something going on here for the last week or so of August. Do have a tropical wave over the Western Caribbean. That's actually going to get into the Gulf, and later this week it could bring a lot of shower activity to Texas and Louisiana. A very large tropical wave is coming off the African coast. We'll see if this one can make its way into the Atlantic or possibly the Caribbean. And so far, most of those waves have dissipated, but this one may make it toward the Caribbean late in the week.
All right, so it's a big one, and we talked about that last hour. Do bigger systems have a better chance of developing into something?
Yeah, the tropical wave is a large area of thunderstorms, and if this holds together over the cooler waters that are just off the African coast, and if the conditions aloft are favorable, that is not a lot of wind shear, which tends to tear tropical systems apart. If it makes it across the cooler water into the warmer Atlantic waters closer to the Caribbean, then it has a good chance of developing.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist and tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with the forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. By the way, the pictures have come in, the text. I show when you send the pictures. Here's one of my good buddies, his son, a student at the University of Alabama. His son, mm-hmm. Matching furniture, curtains, not just the blinds, but curtains like with a curtain rod. What has happened in colleges now? Things have changed, I guess, mm-hmm. as the tuitions have gone up, how the apartments or dorm rooms are decorated. Just a lot has changed. It's a shocker to me.
Yeah, well, you know, when I started my college career at Troy, mm-hmm. I was put in the freshman dorms called Alumni Hall, but, you know, we called it Slumni Hall. That's what we called it there in Troy. I think they still call it that unless they've demolished it already. But, yeah, we did not have rooms that looked like that. I think I brought a bedside table for my freshman year. No curtains, no curtain rods especially. I did have the bed risers, which I don't know if those even got put on under the bed until, like, semester two or three.
So you could store stuff under the bed.
Yes, yeah, so you could store stuff under the bed. But mine was bare bones, laptop, and that was about it.
It's like, trying to think of all the things I've seen in there that, like, match and all that stuff. And curtains, I mean, sometimes people would put aluminum foil over their windows to make them, like, you know, for extra sleeping or whatever like mm-hmm. that. But it's just, we had nothing. I had a bedside table, too. It was a fold-out TV tray thing.
Yeah.
You could use it as a bedside table. I saw Dan obviously lives in our world. Dan said, and the large wooden wire spool used as a dining room table. You know, the big wooden spools we got?
Yes.
Use those. Yeah, you'd see that? And you'd say, like, put that in the back of your truck, man. We'll use that as a table. It'll be great.
And then over the course of the years, you might gather, like, a traffic cone that you found out on campus, maybe a road sign that I'm sure you did not take from any of the street signs. I did have a Nirvana poster, I think. And, you know, the Guitar Chords poster that shows you the 90, whatever.
You had that?
Yeah, so I was your typical college kid.
Ladies dig that when they come in and see that. I had the, I'm old enough, though, I had the Beastie Boys License to Ill album cover with the plane flown in the side of the mountain. That was the centerpiece of our artistic expression at my place. Jeff says, when I talked about cinder blocks, how pivotal cinder blocks were for, you know, using to do all kind of things in college dorms or in houses. Or he said, can you imagine the marketing? Cinder blocks, the foundation of your higher education, supporting you while you study. They can then be used to build your home or business, always remembering where your foundation came from. This message brought to you by Cinderblock Company. It'd be a great marketing campaign. I like that. All right, 740. We'll get traffic with Kane next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Matt Siraj, president of Community Coffee in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams of home.
Matt Siraj is a fourth-generation owner of Community Coffee. Started by his great-grandfather in 1919, Matt is now the president and chairman of the board. Matt talks to us about how coffee builds community, has great health benefits, and what I didn't know, that coffee with chicory is less caffeinated than coffee without chicory. I thought it was the exact opposite. And he says Mobile is one of two cities with a unique coffee taste preference. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've got accidents on Range Line at I-10. It's going to be four vehicles involved there without injuries. Higgins at Cypress Business Park, also southbound 65 between Airport and Government. That's an accident with injuries. And Theodore Dawes Road, just north of I-10 in front of the Pilot Truck Stop, another accident without injuries. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways too. Licensed and insured. They offer free estimates. It's Terraform Land Company, 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, speaking of Cam Marston, you just heard a promo for this week's What's Working. First of all, Cam says, I had milk crates to hold up the bed and then use those crates to pack my stuff and go to the next apartment. Brilliant.
Genius.
Brilliant. And then he had a door on cinder blocks as his desk. Completely understand that chic. I lived in that chic. He said, dorm room designs are a huge business. And coming up on a What's Working show, they're going to talk about this. Look at the pictures. It's like nothing I've ever seen. Several people, Crypto Marine, my buddy Lance, a bunch of people talking about lawn chairs for furniture. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because lawn chair furniture could fold up and travel easily to the next place you were living out there. A lot has changed out there in dorm room and apartment design for sure. 744, let's get some headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The New Orleans news anchor who died in a plane crash while working on a story has an Alabama connection. 53-year-old Nancy Parker died when the stunt plane that she was working in crashed Friday afternoon. The pilot was also killed. Parker was an Opelika native and graduated from Opelika High School and the University of Alabama. She started in the TV business in 1989 as an Alabama Bureau reporter for WVTM in Columbus, Georgia. She then went on to anchor and report at WSFA in Montgomery and then Baton Rouge, and then next WVUE in 1996, where she'd been anchoring the station's 4 p.m. and 5 p.m. broadcasts. The FAA is now investigating. Parker leaves behind a husband and three children. Back here in the state of Alabama, before you say I do, did you know that new Alabama laws are being implemented this month? According to AL.com, Alabama's new marriage law goes into effect Thursday, August the 29th. The change eliminates the existing process of obtaining a marriage license and replaces it with requirements for a state-provided form that must be completed and notarized before being delivered back to a probate judge's office. The probate judge would then record but not issue the license. A wedding ceremony will not be required, but the notarized form verifying that the applicants meet the legal requirements of marriage must be submitted to a probate judge's office within 30 days of being signed. State of Alabama requires people wanting to get married to be 16 with parental consent and 18 without parental consent. There are no waiting periods, blood tests, or residency requirements. Current marriage licenses are valid through August 28th. After that date, couples must use the new forms. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry, Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. I'll say hello to Larry Kirby at LCM, where yet another big weekend, Larry.
We had a great weekend, Tom. The real big weekend, so we're happy, but now we got to go back to work and replenish the inventory. So I've already alerted all our buyers this morning.
Yeah, and you do have this is something we hadn't talked about in a while. You have a lot of buyers covering a lot of geography out there finding the best vehicles.
Yeah, we just can't do it by ourselves. So we've got a number of buyers that work, you know, in the Mobile area, in other states. We got them working in Central Florida. We got them working in Texas. So we got them working all over trying to find the best deals for everybody.
Yeah, you got the network for sure. All right, if we want to come out and check out that inventory, talk these great financing options as well, how do we find you?
Find us at Highway 90 West at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. They can like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. You ought to go do the same. 748, let's check news with Channel 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. A fox that attacked a man in Daphne last night will be tested today for rabies. This was the second fox attack in the Lake Forest neighborhood in less than a week. The trial begins today for the woman at the center of a controversial arrest video. Jakeisha Clemens was arrested at a Waffle House in Saraland in April 2018. Video of her arrest gained national attention, including the attention of famed activist Al Sharpton. Clemens is charged with disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. Seven people are wanted for stealing merchandise and attacking a store manager at Hibbett Sports on Schillinger Road in West Mobile. A manager locked the door with the suspects inside. That's when video shows them attack the manager. The man accused of firing shots at Mobile police will be back in court tomorrow. Andrew Mitchell is charged with three counts of attempted murder. The shots were fired as police conducted a narcotics investigation in the RV Taylor community last week. I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier Factory authorized dealer and strives to provide outstanding AC services that leaves me confident in the fact that my home comfort is in the right hands. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com to see everything they have to offer you.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Okay, boat's hitched, fishing gear's loaded, cooler's packed.
Nice. But are you sure your boat isn't too heavy for my truck?
Relax. I tow it down to the island all the time. It's fine. Ugh. Sorry, Gary.
When you bring your car into professional collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more. Professional Collision. We got this.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. On the PGA Tour this weekend, Justin Thomas had a great third round Saturday and held on to win the BMW Championship on Sunday, Thomas's 10th PGA Tour title and his first win since last August. Thomas started the final round with a 6-shot lead, but he saw his advantage shrink to 2. He closed with a 4-under par 68 yesterday to finish at 25-under par and 3 shots ahead of second place Patrick Cantlay.
I stayed patient. I was really nervous going in today. It had been a while, and out on the golf course, it was fun. I remembered that it's really hard to win a golf tournament.
Thomas tied the course record with a 65 in the first round and then set the course record with a 61 in the third round. In NASCAR, Denny Hamlin won the Bass Pro Shops NRA night race at Bristol Motor Speedway Saturday night. Hamlin took the lead from Matt DiBenedetto with 11 laps to go to win his 4th race of the season. DiBenedetto led a race-high 93 laps after he learned this week that Levine Family Racing will not be bringing him back for a second season, and DiBenedetto has no sponsors or team lined up for 2020. After the race, Hamlin apologized for passing DiBenedetto, saying, quote, "I hate it. I know what a win would mean to that team, but I've got to give 110%. DiBenedetto finished second, followed by Brad Keselowski third, Kyle Busch fourth, and Chase Elliott fifth. In the major leagues yesterday, Atlanta beat the LA Dodgers 5-3 on a Rafael Ortega grand slam.
And now the 1-2. Swing and a drive! Bomb to deep right field! It's a grand slam!
Braves manager Brian Snitker benched superstar Ronald Acuna Jr. when he didn't run out a fly ball that Acuna thought would be a home run. Ball ended up bouncing off of the right field wall. Washington beat Milwaukee yesterday 16-8. The Nationals tied a team record with 8 home runs. San Diego beat Philadelphia 3-2. Jose Quintana pitched 7 shutout innings, leading the Chicago Cubs past Pittsburgh 7-1. Former Mobile Bay Bear Paul Goldschmidt hit his 28th home run of the season, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat Cincinnati 5-4. In the American League, Cleveland beat the Yankees 8-4. Houston beat Oakland 4-1, and Boston beat Baltimore 13-7. And in interleague play, the New York Mets beat the Kansas City Royals 11-5. Mets scored 6 runs in the 7th inning, and rookie Pete Alonso set the National League rookie home run record with his 40th of the season. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears began their next to final homestand ever at Hank Aaron Stadium with a 14-4 loss to the Chattanooga Lookouts. Bay Bears will be in town the next 4 nights against Chattanooga. They play tonight with first pitch set for 6:35. 7:53, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
For the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, we've got accidents at Range Line. That's going to be with 4 vehicles heading onto I-10. It's backing up traffic now, westbound I-10 as well. Higgins at Cypress Business Park and also southbound 65 at Airport. That's going to be one with injuries. 2 officers are on the scene. And another wreck at Theodore Dawes Road just north of I-10 in front of the Pilot truck stop. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect scattered thunderstorms today with temperatures in the upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, a few scattered thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs around 90 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070. Now is the time to compare your auto and homeowner's coverage with what the Craig Smith Agency can offer. Craig's agency has some of the most competitive rates and some of the best discounts offered in the market today. If you're buying a new home or building a home, check with the Craig Smith Agency for the Gold Certified Home Discount. Let Craig and his professional staff be your trusted advisors for your specific insurance needs. Call 626-2500 today or come by the new location at 28623 North Main Street in Daphne.
Good Monday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Mobile sheriff's deputies and police need your help this morning finding seven people who helped themselves to clothing and shoes inside of a local sporting goods store and are accused of assaulting the store manager. Last Friday, August 16th, just before 9:30, at the Sims location of Hibbett Sports, authorities say four females and three males entered the store and began trying on clothes and shoes. Employees witnessed one of the suspects taking items that were behind the counter. Mobile County Sheriff's Office filed a report saying, quote, "The manager, who was suspicious of a potential snatch and grab, asked the female suspect to pay for the item, during which time an argument ensued. The manager proceeded to lock the door to the business with the suspects inside, which escalated the incident. All of the suspects then pawed and slapped at the manager while trying to get out of the locked door. The door was unlocked. The suspects fled with approximately $500 worth of shoes, hats, and assorted clothing. Officials said the suspects were in separate vehicles. Be sure to look out for a red 2019 Toyota Camry with the Alabama license plate 2CD7582 and a black 2017 to 2019 Infiniti QX60. That license plate is unknown. If you have information about this crime, call 251-574-8633. Mobile Baykeeper posting new numbers thanks to heavy rains last week. According to MobileBaykeeper.org, heavy rains caused bacteria levels to spike at Devil's Hole. They go on to say it's a smart idea to avoid swimming in many waterways for 24 to 48 hours following heavy rain. Heavy rains often cause stormwater, septic, and sewage issues throughout the region. Bacteria levels, meantime, in Halls Mill Creek at Schwartz Park have gone back down. Everywhere else remains the same. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 7:58 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Hour number three on the way. Turning up your voice at 343-0106. Lots of text still coming in here on what your dorm room or apartment looked like back in the day compared to these kids. My gosh, they got nice digs. Dan said the centerpiece at the rugby house while I was at Bama was a 6 foot tall, I can't even say it, 6 foot tall, bright red Justin boot. Don't even know where that came from, huh? Well, actually, I really do. Coming right back, hour number three. Y'all stay close.